This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Multiple Memorial Day weekend shootings across the USA have left at least 16 people dead and dozens injured.
The gun violence happened at a variety of locations in at least 8 states. Shootings in and around Chicago accounted for more than 8 deaths during the holiday weekend. In Arizona, a 20-year-old suspect was taken into custody in connection with multiple shootings that left 4 people dead. Elsewhere, 3 people were killed and 5 others were injured after a shooting at a motorcycle rally in New Mexico on Saturday night. I'm Skip Kelly.
The House is set to vote tomorrow on a bipartisan deal that raises the nation's debt limit, with critics on both sides of the aisle.
The deal that President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made must pass both the House and Senate before reaching Biden's desk for signature. Meantime, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the chamber may stay in session right up until the June 5th deadline because conservatives are threatening to delay votes. I'm Dave Collins.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's impeachment trial is set to start no later than August 28th. State Republican Representative Andrew Murr is chair of the investigative committee and one of the bipartisan impeachment managers handling the proceedings.
This is about facts, and this is about evidence, and at the end of the day, my colleagues and I will not stand for public corruption.
Russian authorities said today drones struck several buildings, including residential blocks in Moscow, blaming Ukraine for the first attacks on civilian areas deep inside the country since Russia's invasion last year. A Ukrainian presidential aide denied Kyiv was directly involved in the Moscow attacks, but said, quote, Ukraine was enjoying watching the events and forecasts more to come, end quote. NASA is reporting their SLS is already 6 years in scheduled delay and $6 billion over budget, and warned if these problems continue, the Artemis mission could be drastically affected. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thinking about skipping leg day in your workout? Well, for your heart's sake, don't.
New research has found that having a higher level of leg muscle strength appears to be strongly associated with a lower risk of developing heart failure after having a heart attack. Those findings highlight the importance of regular exercise and maintaining muscle strength, since muscle mass can diminish with age, possibly affecting cardiovascular health. While not published in a peer-reviewed journal, the study has been presented at the Heart Failure 2023 Scientific Congress of the European Society of Cardiology. I'm John Schaefer.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz called it horrific and wrong. The Republicans spoke out against a new law signed by the president of Uganda in East Africa that would punish its LGBTQ citizens, including allowing for the death penalty in some cases. Yesterday, Uganda's president, Yoweri Museveni, approved one of the most anti-gay pieces of legislation in the world that has been condemned by the Western nations and the United Nations. In a fitting Memorial Day tribute, a fallen New Jersey airman was celebrated and laid to rest 80 years after being killed in action.
Metuchen's Memorial Day Parade was named in honor of Staff Sergeant Michael Urin, who was killed during World War II. The 21-year-old was declared missing in 1943 when his plane was shot down in Germany. Sergeant Urin was honored at the parade in his hometown yesterday, and his remains were interred at Metuchen's Hillside Cemetery in a private ceremony with military honors. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Happy Tuesday. Good to have you with us. We've got Reverend Jim Harden going to join us in just a moment from Compass Care. In fact, I was just checking out the website. This is really impressive on so many ways. I mean, for people who have questions, you know, about abortion, I mean, first of all, in one of the highlights here is this Compass Care or Planned Parenthood. Ask the question, okay? Fair question to ask. Find out why patients are choosing us. There's a 45-second video there online. Your questions answered. Is the abortion pill prescribed online? Do abortions hurt? Imagine that question, right? Can I buy the abortion pill online? The importance of ultrasounds. The myths and misconceptions about sex and pregnancy. Jim Harden joins us now. Hey, Jim, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me back.
Well, congratulations. I mean, the work that you're doing here is awesome. I mean, just that minor section is so power-packed in helping women, and dare I say, even would-be fathers in dealing with this. I mean, practical questions that, you don't hear Planned Parenthood addressing these.
No. Planned Parenthood is not interested in informed consent. That's what this is called.
Right.
Compass Care has an education-based model because women feel like they have no choice at all, but they do. Mm-hmm. That's why they... You know, when a woman feels, well, when she's facing unplanned pregnancy, she feels stuck. She feels trapped. She's not thinking about choice. She's not thinking about, empowerment. She's not thinking about politics. She's thinking, I've got no way out.
Mm-hmm.
Fight or flight. It's all hitting her like a wave. What's my boyfriend going to do? What are my parents going to say? What is this going to do to my health, et cetera, et cetera? And she's in fight or flight mode. So we've got to come alongside her with ethical medical care and comprehensive community support and not just educate her about the concepts or the risks and side effects, generally speaking. We've got to educate her about her particular circumstance and give her the support and security that she needs in order to say no to abortion. Because when a woman doesn't feel like she can say no to an abortion, she is coerced.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Coercion, providing some sort of medical treatment under coercion is unethical, always and everywhere. And every time a woman faces unplanned pregnancy is considering abortion, that represents an ethical dilemma that physicians need to recognize. Pregnancy centers are there to help, and that's what we do.
Yeah, you have options. But if you don't, if you can't see it, then, then you're compelled and you're going to end up living a life of regret. You see, and I maintain, Jim, see, all this has been coming to a head because of 50 years of experience. Women, your fellow sisters who have gone before you, who have made these mistakes. This is an outgrowth of all this experience. And guess what? At their very heart, they say, I don't want you to do the same thing. I don't want you to make the same mistake. This is why the reversal of Roe v. Wade. This was an organic response to bad law.
Yes. Unjust law.
Yes.
I mean, it's not the role of government. You and I have talked about this before, but it's not the role of government to decide which persons qualify for protection under the law and which ones don't. Because Roe versus Wade, in the majority opinion written by Henry Blackmun, stated, and I quote, the word person does not apply to the unborn. Think about that. The word person does not apply to the unborn. Why? The Supreme Court is interested in whether or not a law is constitutional. Why does the word person have anything to do with the Constitution? Because the Constitution protects persons. It refers to person. And preborn boys and girls are persons. It's not the government's job to decide who qualifies or is disqualified from personhood.
Yes.
Because that's a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. What's next? And that's why when Dobbs came out last June, it was a bombshell because the majority opinion there, Alito, said when Roe was ruled, it was on a collision course with the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
It was on a collision course immediately upon ruling. Because of this, the government can't start fabricating rights, because every time a government fabricates a right, like abortion, it's on a collision course with the inalienable rights that God has given us. He has created us, and he has created us to reflect him in his image. We are designed to behave in certain ways, to believe things and to speak things and to behave in ways that are consistent with our beliefs that reflect God. And so the rights to abortion is directly in conflict with the right to life. The right to life presupposes all other rights, and any fabricated right is going to conflict with those, like abortion.
See, and this is why the response has been, you know, so powerful by people who realize that we're guilty, Jim. We're guilty of participating in this homicide. Over 100 million babies have been murdered in our land. And we have got to, we've got to own up to the sin if there's going to be any reconciliation. And there's just no two ways about it. I mean, yes, it's abhorrent to the Constitution, but it's abhorrent to the Creator, who is all about life. And that's got to be reconciled. That has to be judged. And what we pray for is God's mercy and not judgment. And he's extended mercy heretofore. But I say, lest you be judged, then, you know, the facts are so clear and delineated that this is on us. We can't blame it on anybody else, because we have participated in this for over 50 years. And still the fight continues for, you know, mail order abortion pills. People still want to, you know, kill their babies.
The fight continues. You're absolutely right. And, you know, some people talk about how, you shouldn't talk about how abortion is sinful because it makes people feel bad. Well, the fact that we call it a sin is actually quite dignifying. It means that human beings are worth, you know, protecting and blessing, and it should make us feel bad. It demonstrates that we are made in God's image and deserving of blessing and protection, all of us. And when that's violated, all of us suffer.
Exactly.
All of us are brought down a notch in terms of dignity. And as a nation, as a society that splits hairs over when is it okay to kill a baby in the womb, and it's barbaric.
Yes, it really is
barbaric. Mm-hmm. We have a place. We should be able to have a place for everyone, and every single human being, every preborn boy or girl should have a place in our society. It's abortion represents a fundamental misunderstanding about what it means to be human. It's a hopelessness, really. It's a hopelessness. I can't have this baby because fill in the blank. It's a can't mentality instead of a can. And you know, the Lord is our protector. The Lord is our provider. And when nations, if you look at the Bible, you know, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, the nations that are about to be destroyed and be dispossessed of their nationhood, they have reached a level of maturity in their sin
Yes.
And the capstone of that sin, of that evil, that wickedness, is the society's embracing of the destruction of their sons and daughters. Think about that, through the fire, sacrificing their children.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that with each death, don't we, in a sense, kill a part of ourselves? I mean, this is really suicidal, isn't it?
It is. No doubt about it. Suicide. We are killing ourselves. We are killing the future. We are oppressing the future. However you want to say it, it is a self-destruction.
Got to go to break, ladies and gentlemen. The president and CEO of Compass Care, James Harden, continues with us. We've got more to talk about. Stay right where you are.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Of Roe v. Wade, the attacks on facilities like Compass Care, those that want to promote life have been just nonstop. And it doesn't seem like Biden's Justice Department cares 2 cents about it. And Compass Care CEO Jim Hardin is explaining why taking the battle to the Biden administration may be the best bet for getting answers on these attacks. Jim, something has to be done. The FBI, Department of Justice, doesn't seem much worried about, you know, the kind of damage that James Revenge and other Maoist Antifas groups are perpetrating on pro-life entities.
No, it's disconcerting that the FBI does not have an interest. It was leaked to the Politico back in 2017 that the FBI and Department of Homeland Security were considering Antifa activity as domestic terror. But there, we now know that James Revenge is a front group for Maoist Antifa people. Mm-hmm. And they're not considering any of these activities and attacks, including the firebombings and death threats of pregnancy centers, as domestic terror. I mean, they even caught somebody who vandalized our facility a second time in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And they're refusing to charge her with FACE Act violation, which it is. I mean, all of these over 300 attacks on pro-life entities since last May are FACE Act violations, Freedom of Access to Clinic and Church Entrance Act. It's a federal crime.
Right.
And the Department of Justice and the FBI refusing to investigate and indict anybody. But what they've done, as you know, is they've turned the investigative and arresting power of the FBI and DHS on peaceful pro-life Christians.
Exactly.
I mean, it was just revealed. Whistleblowers have been coming out of the FBI saying so. We've been saying it all along. They've been slow-walking justice. Mm-hmm. It's time for the FBI and other federal law enforcement like the DHS to have their funding frozen until a thorough investigation of politicization can be done. Because there is clearly bad actors at the leadership level. And so, you know, you have Marjorie
Taylor Greene.
Taylor Greene. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she filed articles of impeachment for Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray specifically because of their abdication of their duty to investigate the violent crimes against pro-life people. Mm-hmm. And they should be impeached. But
exactly.
That's just a start. That's just a start. So, mm-hmm. You know, they need to undergo investigations, process, and criminal prosecution, I believe, for conspiring, using their office to conspire to deprive pro-life citizens of equal protection under the law. That's the 14th Amendment, and the ability to exercise their freedom of religion and speech, which is First Amendment. This is you know, it came out with it last week or just before Mother's Day that the Department of Homeland Security was profiling peaceful pro-life mothers as potential domestic terror threats.
Yeah.
What is going on in this country with respect to federal law enforcement is in itself criminal and not just you know, in instances of criminality. We're talking about domestic terrorism. They're participating.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is untenable. People have said, and to the point of that it's almost a casual statement, we have a two-justice system. We can't have – this cannot be tolerated. It is a violation of our constitutional right. It's a violation of our personhood on so many levels. And as you say, the amendments are quite clear. And for them to do this, you know, they're utilizing Antifa and these Maoist groups to do their, you know, to do their bidding. Because we know if it was the other way around, I mean, you have a father praying at the gates outside of Planned Parenthood being harassed. And you have on the other side these actors that are going in and destroying property, and they're getting away with it. So whether or not we're talking about what's going on in these pregnancy centers, or we're talking about you know, July 6th and political prisoners, what happened in Washington with Antifa during the Summer of Love versus what happened on January the 6th, there's a consistent pattern here, Jim, isn't there?
There is a pattern of criminal behavior, not just in Antifa, but it looks like a pattern of criminal behavior in the upper echelons of government and federal law enforcement by giving these people a pass. Antifa is, as you know, I didn't know this until we were attacked by them, but Antifa represents anti-fascism, but they define fascism in the Marxist-Leninist version, which is simply capitalism. So they're anti-capitalist. They're anti-
right.
And they want to, their goal, their stated goal, this is not my interpretation, this is their stated goal, mm-hmm. is to dismantle and destroy the right. current nation system to pave the way for a global communism. Well, the current nation state system is built on the socioeconomic structures of the free market and Christianity.
Exactly.
That's why they're attacking churches and pregnancy centers. That's why they're calling us Christian fascists. That's why they're saying that we're forcing women to become slaves, enslaving them, forcing them to have their babies, because that makes them a permanent socioeconomic underclass. This is what they're telling us. This is what they're saying. This is a Marxist insurgency, make no mistake. Mm-hmm. And it's happening all across the globe, but specifically attacking in America. This is how Al-Qaeda brought down Somalia. And this is, again, coming from the irregular warfare expert out of the Pentagon, Rich Higgins, mm-hmm. said, essentially, this is fourth-generation warfare. This is how it's done now. So they're making pregnancy centers a battleground. And I don't mean just ideologically. I mean literally a battleground. Mm-hmm. And they're fomenting. What they do is they recruit disaffected left-wing extremists and piggyback off of their particular issue, like abortion or environmentalism or, you know, transgenderism. And they unite them around this concept of anti-fascism.
Exactly.
And then they engage in what they call, quote, peaceful protests, have these assemblies of peaceful protests or counter-protests, and then embed these protests with violent aggressors to foment and agitate the protesters and destabilize mm-hmm. the community. Or it'll have a direct action target, like a pregnancy center, and encourage their followers to attack these organizations or their leaders, mm-hmm. which is what we've experienced. And more is coming, unfortunately. Yeah. More is coming. They're actually fomenting more violence ahead of the anniversary of the Dobbs ruling on June 24th. In fact, there's an organization that protects and defends these terrorists, these domestic terrorists, and they're selling these black Antifa hoodie sweatshirts that they encourage people to wear with, and they want to get them delivered by the third week of June, ahead of these protests, so that they're encouraging, you know, more direct action attacks on pro-life people. So this is all being fomented now ahead of the chemical abortion case. Mm-hmm. Chemical abortion is half of all abortions in America, as you know.
Right.
And this chemical abortion was illegally approved by the FDA and may be overturned. The approval may be overturned by the Fifth Circuit any day now, which would change the abortion industry even more than the Dobbs case did. It would change the abortion industry overnight and cut abortions in half overnight. This is what's really bothering the abortion industry right now, because they know that if the FDA was forced to go through the process, the bona fide process for safety and efficacy, the drug would never make it through. It's just that dangerous. So, you know, we've got some hard times ahead of us, but mm-hmm. I think we just, the Christians need to keep praying and staying strong on the truth. That we're like Christ to protect all people, no matter what the circumstances.
You know, Jim, the theme has been here that, in fact, Jeff Kemp and I were talking about earlier about, Christians, people of faith, looking for love in all the wrong places. You know, we're looking for, spiritual answers in a temporal environment. The spiritual answers to the spiritual problem are going to come from God. You know, all blessings come from heaven. They come from God alone. And that's who we need to look to. There's no doubt about it. We've got to do everything we can in terms of being vigilant and making people aware of this. Because what is happening right now, there's nothing new under the sun. This is the same pattern and model that has happened from time immemorial. This is how civilizations are destroyed, right?
Right. Right. Civilizations are destroyed in this way, and it's our job as Christians to rehumanize it, to re-civilize it. We're the ones that are supposed to be the prophetic voice and the prophetic, mm-hmm. the prophetic behavior, the hands and feet of Jesus Christ on earth. Mm-hmm. And if we don't stand up now when society needs it most, then our faith is worthless.
Yes.
This is what faith is for, moments like these, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Because those who have an experience with God, oh, the mighty exploits that they can do, and the things that we have right now, particularly on, 2 days after Pentecost Sunday, right, with the entrance of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is hovering just as he did over the darkness and the void of the earth. He is hovering over the chaos, and we can be grateful for that ministry. Jim Harden, thank you. Appreciate it. God bless.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingarone, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
USA News Update. Multiple Memorial Day weekend shootings across the USA have left at least 16 people dead and dozens injured.
The gun violence happened at a variety of locations in at least 8 states. Shootings in and around Chicago accounted for more than 8 deaths during the holiday weekend. In Arizona, a 20-year-old suspect was taken into custody in connection with multiple shootings that left 4 people dead. Elsewhere, 3 people were killed and 5 others were injured after a shooting at a motorcycle rally in New Mexico on Saturday night. I'm Skip Kelly.
Russian authorities said today drones struck several buildings, including residential blocks in Moscow, blaming Ukraine for the first attacks on civilian areas deep inside the country since Russia's invasion last year. A Ukrainian presidential aide denied Kyiv was directly involved in the Moscow attacks, but said, quote, Ukraine was enjoying watching the events and forecast more to come, end quote. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
With you, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, time for Al Parada. Yes, Al Parada, the managing editor of the stream. Hey, Mr. Al, how we doing, buddy?
I'm pretty good. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing trivia. It's you know, you watch all this stuff that's going on, this craziness, and you go, I mean, I keep thinking sooner or later, Al, I'm going to wake up from this madness. I mean, how much longer? I mean, we've got nuns at Dodger Stadium. You know, the irreverent, sacrilegious version, and all the insanity going on. You know, I mentioned to the audience earlier, here we just come off of, you know, a rather hallowed day in our country that, you know, called Memorial Day, and we have one day to honor what 1.6, 1.7 million people who died and their families, you know, paid the ultimate price for our freedoms. And now we're going to give 30 days for Pride Month. I mean, where's our priorities here?
Well, you know, I guess the soldiers who gave their life aren't easy to market. They don't make money. You know, what is Pride Month now? But, you know, an extension of You make it seems like a money making pop.
Well, yeah, of course. And they even started early. You think it was like Halloween. Remember Halloween? It's like now goes on for months. And here it is. I mean, as a startup to it, you've got beer companies, you know, letting go of their brands, Disney, you know, over the top, Target, end capping with, you know, satanic design clothing. And it's just like, what is going on in our country?
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, it's interesting to look back at the Bud Light and go, yeah, they did a little partnership of many partnerships with Bill and Mulvaney, and it blew up in their face, and it's cost them billions of dollars, and they wrecked their brand. That seems less systematic than like what Target's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, they're dedicating a whole month, and not just a whole month, but also dedicating, you know, the clothing lines that is like offensive and shocking and stuff towards children, and it's like. It's deliberate. It's just,
yeah. You know, one thing I'm a little bit surprised with because, you know, I went to Catholic school and, that's when you first learn about, the fear of God, as administered by the nuns, you know, and I was blessed. I'll tell you, in our Catholic school, it was probably about 90% of the teachers were nuns. Only 10% roughly were lay people. So we were really blessed there. And I mean, and I share this with people, you know, sometimes I have to just kind of laugh a bit because, you know, the teachers, they complain when there's over 25 kids in the classroom, right? I mean, when we were being taught by nuns, there was like 60 kids in the classroom. Literally. I mean, 60 kids. Now, that's no exaggeration, right? So I keep thinking in Los Angeles, you know, that you have, you got these Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, also called the Order of Perpetual Indulgence, this charity protest and street performance organization that are disrespecting, you know, the nuns. I got to tell you, the nuns that I grew up with, they'd be kicking some butt. They'd be there on the street kicking some serious perpetual butt on these Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, you know?
Or more accurately, kicking the butt of Dodger executives who thought this was a good idea.
Well, them too. They're going to line them up too. Yeah, exactly.
I cannot fathom why did I understand how powerful the gay lobby is in L.A. Unless, of course, a Democratic donor is killing off black gay escort, then they won't care much. But generally speaking, the gay lobby in L.A. is very powerful. But my gosh, when you're the Dodgers and 43% of your fan base is famously Catholic, you mind to have something that is directly offensive to Catholics. It's made to be offensive.
Well, and this
to be offensive.
Yeah, exactly. And this is on the heels of everything that we went through with the NFL, right? I mean, after everything post Kaepernick, is the NFL better as a result of all that, or is it worse?
No.
You see, and then now here we go. Now it's going into baseball, Dodger Blue. You got to be kidding me. And of course, you know, for me, I grew up in Southern California. I was a Dodger fan. Was.
Okay.
And, you know, so this is a heartbreak. In fact, when all this came down, I said, well, what happened? Did Magic Johnson and the owners just decide to, you know, throw the season away?
I don't know. Well, yeah, and then I lived in Southern California. And you're a Dodger fan. You know that the Dodgers are one of the most unifying forces in that town.
Exactly.
Right, from maybe sunshine on the beach.
Yes.
But the Dodgers, and you go to the stadium and you see all kinds of folks in the same place enjoying the same thing with the same love and passion. To do anything that would deliberately be divisive like this, it's just, it's like you're betraying the Dodger idea, basically.
Exactly.
You know, they're all under, you know, the Dodger blue sky. You know,
right.
Tumblr sort of what it's been.
Well, you know, so just like, you know, when Jack Daniels went woke and you saw those viral videos of people, you know, throwing away hundreds and thousands of dollars worth of Jack Daniels, you know, we're going to end up having, you know, Dodger blue jerseys, you know, lit up like a bunch of disco records like they did in Chicago. Remember when they pronounced disco as dead?
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be costly for them, but, you know, they don't care. you know, whether it's Target, whether, you know, all these other retailers that are abandoning their brand at Disney. I mean, what are we talking? I mean, we're talking hundreds of billions of dollars that are being lost in the process here in the midst of, you know, we're on the brink. You got, what, 99% of the experts saying that now a recession is inevitable. So we've got that to look forward to. And these institutions are just burning themselves up, Al. This is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, it's getting that DEI score.
Yeah, right.
Part of it. And again, you know, the LA culture is that the noise comes from West Hollywood.
Yes.
You know, that's like there's energy out of there. And hey, yeah, so Pride Night, you know, that you can see why somebody's thinking that without thinking about the downside.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you're ordering it, you know, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, and you're going to give them an award, and the Catholic groups say, wait a minute, and you agree with the Catholic groups, but then you switch your change your mind.
Yes.
That's when you have problems.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's when you know, it makes it bigger, and it's much of a, okay, you've caved into something.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at what happened with Target. See, Target had all that paraphernalia on the end caps, right? Right, boy, mm-hmm. You walk through the entrance of there, boom, man, you're hit right in the face. And so then you get the response, you know, from the consumers, and they say, oh, okay. So then they move it back 20 feet.
Yeah. And now, the activists, trans activists are all upset, and somebody was sending around bomb threats last week because they're mad that Target caved in for the right wing crazies and blow all this and other stuff. So it's like just so close, man.
Yeah, exactly. Just bring us out and you know, stick to your knitting. You know, we want to be entertained. We want to come out and see a ball game. Bring our kids out there, not to be indoctrinated. I mean, it's tough enough that they're already getting bombed with all this this insidious you know, perverted behavior in school. And the library and on, it's like crazy. In fact, I was seeing a video today. This was bizarre at Disneyland where they have a man. He's got a mustache, got a man. He's in a woman's clothes, and they're selling dresses to young girls.
Oh my God. Oh,
I mean, what's wrong with this picture? And again, you know, growing up in Southern California, the iconic brand of Disney, the wholesomeness and what it meant for family. It's like, what has gone on? I mean, this is madness, Al Parada.
Yeah, we're the stockholders in Disney. Why aren't they raising, you know?
Well, yeah.
The Disney family, why aren't they? It's like you're ruining something that's been built up over a century now.
Well, it already cost them in Florida, what, $40 billion for all the hoopla? That's just Florida alone. Unbelievable. Go to break. We've got more from Al after this.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield.
and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, talking with Al Parada, and I was just pulling up that tweet again, and this is, Disneyland, unbelievable, has a man in a dress working in the dress store for little girls at D-Land, and this is who Disney wants girls to see when they first walk in to pick out a dress. He's a greeter. She is a greeter right there, just waving at the little girls, you know, come on in. And I'm thinking, what are the parents? What are the parents doing? I mean, they're just kind of like, going along. I guess this is, it's unbelievable to me. You know, but like you said, it's so much in your face that something has got to give, because what we're embarking on and what we're in the middle of, as you said, we've been in denial for so long. People just say, this really isn't happening. But it's just crazy that all these institutions that we believed in and supported over the years are doing this. To what degree? I mean, is there ever in the history of mankind been a demonstration where this has taken place and the society has become just incredibly greater and all the more flourishing? Has there ever been any kind of anything that you can look back on history and say, oh, wow, America is moving in the right direction finally. Look at what we're doing. I mean, look at all these other societies and these cultures that did the same thing and they just, they abounded,
I guess you don't understand, Bill. This generation right now, these last couple of years, the people who are in charge right now, the elites right now, are smarter than anybody in history, in any culture in history. They know better. They know better than the people in the Bible. They know better than there's an arrogance about this that can I go without comment that the idea we know you know, male and female. Everybody else has gotten it wrong.
Yes, right. All these years.
We got it wrong. Everybody, all the great minds of history, all got it wrong.
Yeah.
But the people with Disney, they got it right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, here it is. I mean, you got God who made it clear, said this is the way it is. You know, that God guy, the guy that created all this stuff, right? You know, heavens and the earth, you know that guy? But all of a sudden, he's an idiot. Okay? He's an idiot, and you got these geniuses who know better, these geniuses that can't even figure out what clothes to wear or the right clothes to wear, and on and on. And their whole lifestyle and everything is about perversion. I mean, you got to call it for what it is, you know. I mean, and so, oh, Bill, you're being so mean by saying that. No, you see, this is the problem. You accommodate the insanity, and now you have this, and it doesn't stop. I mean, it's not just well enough to, you know, leave me alone. No, you're not going to be left alone. You know, I'm going to torment you. And target you because you're a Christian, you're a person that believes in the Bible, you believe in God, which is antithetical to our beliefs, so we're going to ruin your life. Right?
Well, yeah. And even then, if you take God out of it, all the creatures, and, you know, and most of the creatures, you know, male, female.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also the logic of, okay, what is healthy for children? You know, take away, oh, you're a religious zealot. What is it healthy for children to be told this stuff when they're young age, to be confused, especially since, you know, kids tend to be confused and dumb about things anyway.
Exactly.
You know, they need to learn, you know, learn what they need to learn. And it just causes confusion. And what is going to be the benefit? What is going to be the effect of this going forward?
Mm-hmm. Well,
and... What's the common denominator? Is the common denominator with abortion is birth rate and reducing the population and humanity. And it's like,
well, it's all back to the fundamental transformation of our country that Barack Obama had announced, right? And the wrecking ball of civilization is going through every institution in our country, and it's so corrupt. And has been so violated that, you know, again, experience defines preference. And maybe when people have had enough of it, you know, they'll say something. You know, like we were saying, Al, is that here we are. We reserve one day and at the stream in your column, you honored Memorial Day. We have a day of memorial, and then we give 30 days to insanity. It's like, what? What are we doing here? You know, we got people who died for our Constitution, died for the liberties that we enjoy today, and we just all but spit on their graves. I was going to say something else, but spit on their graves and their families' faces, by acting out like this. How does this honor America? How does it honor those that have paid the ultimate price?
Cardi's being that messed up.
Mm-hmm.
You got to wonder. And you got to wonder, again, to just as a practical matter, you think, when some radical Islamist gets up there and says, America is decadent, America is spoiling children, America is unholy, at what point do you go, well, you know what? They got a point.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and we're pushing this stuff in places that makes it, that's going to make it dangerous.
Exactly.
Because if you're some zealot someplace, you're some country that really sticks to men and women, you know, men are men, women are women, and you're coming in pushing this stuff, that's not going to have an effect. And if you're radicalized, you're not going to want to lash back in it. So we're even practical matter.
Mm-hmm.
Geopolitically, it's a dangerous thing to be doing.
Exactly. Well, you're asking for people here to react. I mean, and they're starting to. And of course, this is just going to confuse the matter all the more. you know, I'm here right now in Irvine, California, not too far away is my old home grounds of Camp Pendleton. And they had an incident yesterday on Memorial Day where three Marines were jumped by, you know, I don't know, 30, 40 kids. I mean, and I'll tell you what, this is not going to sit well with the Fraternal Order of the United States Marine Corps. And I know the Marine Corps is going to issue a warning and saying that they're not to, there's not to be any kind of retribution whatsoever. The Marines will go out there and they will be on guard. And, you know, for all the years there in Oceanside and Camp Pendleton, they've been highly respected. And that's not to say that all Marines have been perfect and they've not ever been without incident. But something like this is unacceptable. You have 30, 40, you have a gang of idiots, young people going in and attacking. Thank God nobody died. It was an absolute miracle that nobody died the way these Marines were attacked.
Yeah. But, so yeah, well again, why wouldn't they be? Why wouldn't you attack Marines who are defending a country that's so worthless and racist and has been racist?
Right, exactly.
And is a horrible place and has a horrible treatment of people of color and people of mixed genders and all this stuff. So you're creating a culture.
Exactly.
You know, is it the team? Of the gang people? Yeah, it's their responsibility. They shouldn't be doing it. But where do they get the idea that these are not people to be honored and respected?
Especially on a day like Memorial Day, you know. And what you admonished us in your column is that it's not too late to rededicate ourselves. Yeah. And I discovered something yesterday, and I don't know how I have missed this over the years. But did you know in the year 2000, Congress passed the National Moment of Remembrance Act, whereby on each Memorial Day at 3 p.m., citizens should pause for a moment of prayer. It says Congress finds that it is essential to remember and renew, you know, to your point, renew the legacy of Memorial Day to pay tribute to individuals who have made the ultimate sacrifice and service to the United States. Did you remember that? Did you know about that that act from Congress, the National Moment of Remembrance Act?
No, it should be a big deal.
I mean, I tweeted it out. I just thought, you know, where's this been hidden? How have we missed this, that as a nation, we don't know that Congress had passed this, you know, to me, significant memorial?
Because it passed in 2020. And the guy who was president when it came time to Memorial Day 2021 didn't make a big deal out of it.
No. It was 2000. This is in 2000.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
So here, 23 years, this has happened and hasn't been passed on. We've stepped over it. You see, this is all part of our heritage, and the thing that all this stuff is coming out of, Al, like you say, you know, all the woke insanity, you know, we got Target and, you know, Disney and Bud Light, and I mean, just go down this growing list of corporate America because they're being institutionalized with a social credit score. It's their own form of social credit score, the DIE movement and all that, you know, SDG. Go ahead.
So one more quick point. Notice that anything that is in Western culture that is loved and revered across the races, across the ages, across sexes, is being targeted one way or another. Anything.
Well, it's time for the silent majority not to be silent any longer and to save this country, because I think this is where it's going to come, God willing. Right?
Yeah, and this, you know, the lines have been drawn.
And again, it's quite clear, Al, there's more of us than them.
Oh, yeah.
So quit being intimidated. Stand up.
Exactly.
Stand up for the red, white, and blue, you know, for the next generations to come. Thank you, Al.
This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, way, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.